Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about a free trade agreement signed by some African nations.
To join our conversation, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandewele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about efforts by African countries to boost trade on the continent.
Some 40 nations have signed an African Continental Trade Agreement which compels governments to remove tariffs on most goods. The agreement still requires ratification by individual governments.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe signed the agreement together with other heads of state. But some heads of government, like Nigerian leader Muhammad Buhari, are yet to sign the agreement.
Trade between African nations currently stands at 16% of the continent's total. African leaders agreed to establish a continental free trade area in 2012. Free movement of the people and even a single currency could become part of the free trade agreement.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And please note that we are live streaming on these Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Kula wasanda kusixhuma zulu kandaba, namhla sixoxa ngalokho osokwenziwe inkokheli ye-Africa, singathi ke balobelane isivumelwano izolo, okuthiwa ke yi-Continental Free Trade Agreement. Isivumelwano lesi sizakwenza ukuthi amazwe e-Africa abambisane, asebenze ndawonye, akhiphe njalo imithelo ethize. Imithelo eminingi kakhulu, kwenza ukuthi nxa uthengisa imbambayela yakho eMalawi, ingene khona ngale kungabhadalwa umthelo. Nxa uthengisa inkomo, uthengisele eTanzania, bakhiphe nje imithelo ethize, lapha ke mfake imizekeliso. Nxa ufuna ukuthengisa kumbe okunye okuthize, uthengise kungafakwa khonoko kuthiwa ke umthelo. So ke jonga ungani kunjalo ke lamhla foit.
Ah, ndireit shamani.
Aboni ke.
Kupila chaiko.
Kupila nkongo, kine nko, he?
Ya, zvakasimba chaizvo. Zvokuda ndiribadza. Ah, minda ndaipedza.
Ndichisakura. Kunjalo.
Ah, ndireit shamani, aiwa tinotenda. Iwo nguva diwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk Diaspora. Tiri kutarisa chibvumirano chanyoreranwa pakati pevatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica. Tinonzwa kuti vatungamiri vanosvika 40 kana kudarika vasaina kana kuti vanyora chibvumirano ichocho. Dzimwe nyika dzadzakamirwa nemakurukota ezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika kana ekunze kwenyika kuti vange vachinyorerana chibvumirano chekuti Africa inge iri musika mumwe chete, vanhu vachikwanisa kuita mikana yekutenga nekutengeserana pasina dambudziko. Hanzi zvinoitawo zvakare kuti vabvise zvimhingampinyi zvakaita semitero, arikunzi matarifu, zvinenge zvichibhadhariswa kuti unge uchipinza chinhu kubva kuMalawi uchipinza muZimbabwe, uchibva muZimbabwe uchiendesa kuSouth Africa pachichadzwa mitero. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi aiwa zvinenge zvabviswa neurongwa ihwohwo kana nechibvumirano ichochi. Asi zvinonge zvakuzokunyika nenyika kuti vaone kuti vanokwanisa here kuti vanga vachitambira chibvumirano ichocho gore ripi chichitanga nekuenda kusvika papi. Asi panhasi vese vaisa runyoro rwavo vari kubvumirana nazvo. Kunze kwenyika inonzi Nigeria, tanzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika yaataiwa regai nimborwana masoro nevamwe. Asi tiri kunzwawo kuti kune makakatanwa kune vashandi, masangano evashandi vari kunyunyuta kuti chibvumirano ichocho chikanga cha Nigeria yapinda muchibvumirano ichocho zvinenge zvakukanganisa vashandi nezvavanogadzira. Vanenge vakuona kunga Nigeria yakwanisa kunge ichitenga zvakawanda kubva kunze kwenyika zvainogadzira hazvichisina misika. Saka ndozviri kuita kuti vange vachinyunyuta, asi inyaya yatanzwa kuti vachiri kutarisa nekuona Nyaya kuti Gibbs anga achingosimuka mangwana kusena achitaurira mhuri kuti handa kumenda ku Nigeria. Hadzi ichiri kutariswa. Hadzi irimo muhurongwa iwo free movement. Hadzi hongomuka uro wapasi. Kwaitwa nyaya yemari Gibbs kuti pange paine mari imwe chete. Ichiri kurangarira pane mari yakamboshanda muAfrica yainzi WAPTA.
Yeah, I still remember the WAPTA currency,
yes.
But it was not all over Africa.
Africa,
so
yes.
It was contained in a certain region.
Inefunga msadiki here?
Yeah, somewhere in the Comesa area.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Saka iyo yo mari iyo yo kune kune hurongo kuti kudzoka yakada kudara asi yakushandiswa muAfrica. Asi hanze zvizhinji vanotarisirwa zvinozoibva panosvika gore ra 2063.
Aha. So hopefully the currency will called Zimbo.
Zimbo.
Zimbo, Zimbo, you know Zimbo?
Asika, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, you know, nzine kuti haina currency. Yeah. Saka kuti tipe currency Africa.
Oh, call it the bond.
I mean, a bond, yeah.
Now, the other top story that we have today is about Africa Barometer, which actually released a certain kind of, they conducted the survey, Chonga. So, the survey indicates that a majority of Zimbabweans trust the army at least somewhat, though most do not want military rule. Mm-hmm. So this survey was conducted before the military intervention in Zimbabwe. So in the survey, revelations are that you know, most people are unlikely to express negative views mm-hmm. of the military.
Mm-hmm.
They fear it. You know, when it comes to the people that trust the army, mm-hmm. The findings indicate that 75% or 75% of the respondents aged 56 or above say they trust the army somewhat or a lot, compared to 63% of the mildly aged and 61% of the youth. So the youth don't, you know, trust the army mm-hmm. at all. But if you are as old as some of us, mm-hmm. you tend to be leaning towards, I'm not saying that I'm 56.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, you are 56.
And then the majority of people in provinces, 10 provinces, all rejected military rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mazimbabwe Mahle Lapake Sikulma, in the survey, is why Afroparameter, it is going to, kwenye bantu wa Zimbabwe, the army ye baizwi sisa, ukuthi ime ngani. Kotwa ke, abanengi bathi abafuni, kubela lokuthiwa military rule. Ngaso kangelo njalo, abantu abale mnyaka 56, iba bangazani bayi patiko ni army ingazibamba. Kube sokubuya ke aba 63% bathi aba trust kanga.
Eh
ajobona
lapha ndoba nofana ngwa shopinda basa kwa army.
61% abacha bathi hayi lokho kuyahlupha lokho. So kuzobuya ke 10 provinces zonke zithi azifuni kube le military rule kwele Zimbabwe. Soge singazi poselane eli posa konapo ungabatshela abantu
ndizozo hongu vadiva vatereri nevatariri nyaya iri kutaurwa nemwangu na Gibbs nyaya yekuti ongororo yakaitwa ne sangano re Afro Barometer pamusoro pemauto inoratidza kuti ruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe runovimba nemauto asi zvakare ruzhinji harudi kuti mauto anga achitonga tanzwa achitsanangura nemakore kuti vanhu vane makore adarika ake zvishoma vanhu vanoimba nemauto vari pasi pemakore aGibbs anyatsoziva kuti ake chaiwo mangani varenge vari kuti vechidiki avanyanyoimba nemauto asi chikuru chiripo ndechekuti matunhu ose ari gumi emunyika 10 provinces dzati utongo hwemauto kwete tinoda kuti munzwisise vateereri nevatariri kuti ongorori yakaitwa mauto asati apindira munyadzo zvematongerwo enyika yakaitwa kare pasati paita November takeover kana new dispensation saka zvinhu zvazvangogara zvichirambwa nevana veZimbabwe tinoimba kuti zvichangorambawo zvakadaro tichiteera zvido zveveruzhinji tomozwa Gibbs kuti zvamira sei pane vatana
we. Yes, we've got Mr. Thompson Kana Joe, who is a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. Mr. Joe, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, good evening, Chong.
Thank you so much, Vajo.
Thank you so much. So, when we look at this issue concerning the continental African Continental Free Trade Agreement, what's your take on that kind of move?
Well, there are two ways. There are people that say this is a very good thing because it will allow Africa to look inward. There has been over the years a problem with Africa having bilateral relations and probably multilateral relations in terms of trade with countries outside the continent. Mm-hmm. The majority of those deals, we have looked at them. When you do an audit, you realize that Africa has always come out worse In other words, if you look at what Donald Trump is doing for the United States of America, he's been reviewing some of these deals, and in most cases he has said that America was at a disadvantage, was otherwise worse off because of that particular deal. But the Africa is in a worse position. The majority of the deals, commercial deals, whatever it is, for mining, agriculture, or just industry, we have almost always disadvantaged Africa. So this is being seen as something that will force Africa to look inward so that you trade within Africa. But those that are complaining about the whole deal are saying that the standards in Africa are different. So in other words, if you go to a country like South Africa or Zimbabwe or any port of entry for those goods, those standards will have to match whatever happens in the DRC or some other country that might have been signed up to the deal. Because, take an example of pharmaceuticals or food standards. And so if things are coming through the weakest link within the trade area, that will then affect everybody else. So there is more work that can actually be done to make sure that when it's being implemented, it's being implemented properly and the standards across the board are normalized. But by and large, there's no reason why a billion people in Africa shouldn't make Africa richer by trading between themselves.
Zvakaoma izvi. Asi vazvou ndikakudenhai zvangu nerurimi rwaamai makasununguka.
Mukhulumisa ngesintu.
He wants to speak in Devon.
Okay, in English then ndodzoka hangu kuchirungu. But for Zimbabweans, like as it stands now, many Zimbabweans are outside the country. Do you see this agreement benefiting those who are in the diaspora, especially in Africa?
Yes, because the thing is, okay, if I take you as an example there and say you are broadcasting to Zimbabweans, if you are talking about that as a market, and you are saying you are selling that media service, you are selling it to a population of 15 million. So if Amara Brown or Albert Inyati was doing something on your channel, then they are exposed to 4 or 5 million people. But then if you have a bigger trade area, then that person, that interview is being now channeled to a billion people. And that can never be a wrong thing. So there are many people that are in the diaspora who are trying to do something for their home country, for Zimbabwe, for import. But now what it means is they will have a bigger market that they can deal with. So if it was a mobile phone, imagine what has happened to Econet. Econet became a billion-dollar company as soon as it moved out of Zimbabwe and moved to other countries. So it is about the capacity of generating income within a market. So the people that are in the diaspora, if they are doing business with a billion people, that will never be a bad thing for Zimbabwe, because in the end, that is where they will put most of their energy in once they become billionaires.
Thank you so much. Vari kuti vazvou vanoona kunga chibvumirano chakanaka zvikuru kune vari kunze kwenyika vapamaenzaniso yekuti isu neStudio 7 tiri kukwanisa kunge tichitepfenyura kuZimbabwe mukana watinenge tichiwana iwoyo tichipa vana veZimbabwe. Kana vana veZimbabwe ivavo vari muZimbabwe vakafanana naMara Brown naToti Muimbi anenge achi mumwe muimbi anenge achiimba vakanga vaimbawo vachishandisa mhanzi dzavo pano pachirongwa. Chirongwa chedu chichipinda muAfrica yose vanenge vachikwanisa kuwana musika pavanhu 1.2 billion vemuAfrica pano kungoti vamirire kungonzwika muAfrica chete. Saka vanoti imwe nzira yekushambadzana yakanaka.
Yes, amuzasuriyaibeka sibili indaba yetu. Akula muti necingwani sike sizozilwa kutaa usilo baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo kunjani?
Yes, President.
Hayi, siyaphila Nkomo. So asikhulume ngodaba lolu Nkomo solokuthi ke izwekazi leAfrica lithi kona ngumbono walo sokumele ukuthi abantu basebenzelane ndawonye ngakule iMalawi, Zimbabwe, wonke amazwe nje achiyeneyo ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ule mpahla yakho ethize ufuna ukuyayithengisela kwelinye ilizwe uphonge ukuhambisa khona ngale kungabhadalwa lokho kwamaduty lento ezinjalo. So when you want to know?
Yeah, especially what you give a right in Zimbabwe, if you will allow to get a match. If it would point out of Himalaya Connoti by Sangapi that he born, he is really sick. That's everything about Zimbabwe, hope. 37 years, they will talk about a right, who's a right. In Zimbabwe, he is really an unman, he is really an unsaving.
So kodwa inxa ingadlelana lamanye amazwe kungahamba njani kodwa kuna umbono wakho
lapho kufuna i-government entsha ezingena namapolisi ahlakaniphileyo azabiza ama-investors sibe le mali eZimbabwe ngaloko yikuphupha babakula lutho lapho asila mali yethu asibe nama-team policies attract ama-investors ngaphandle kwamazwe mabe ngakwazi abakuye kwezokufundiswa yi-South Africa one of the best government in the world kule population of 49 million ingabheka kwezimbabwe kule 13 million divide to 13 million into 49 million yaphuma lamazwe angu-3 kodwa bayehluleka ukuthi wala bethi bazoenzulutho ngamanga aluhlala zateko avunywa isithuthe zasengubo.
Hayi, siyabonga nkomo, ungathinyelwa kusasa ba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Nkomo. He is a businessman based in South Africa. He says it's a waste of time to actually have linkages with Zimbabwe right now because of poor policies. And he says Zimbabwe doesn't have its own currency. But for countries like South Africa and Botswana, it's a good move if they do that. So he says you need a new government with some kind of focus, with some kind of new policies, which can actually lead to the, you know, to some investment opportunities in Zimbabwe. If we have a government that can attract investment, that could be it. But he says right now, it's just a waste of time.
Maybe I can ask Mr. Zhou. I was going through some of the reasons why President Buhari didn't go to sign this agreement at this moment, such as the unions. They are saying that that agreement is not going to benefit Nigeria in any way. But some analysts or some economists are saying the opposite. They are saying that this agreement benefits most those developed countries. And I think Nigeria is one of the top countries in Africa. What's your take on this?
It is called self-belief. Remember, the Chinese had a war around them. And then they thought at that time that they were better than everybody else. And by the time that the world came down, they realized that the world has moved on. It's something similar to what's happening in Britain. They want Brexit because they believe they are better than others. America first, because there's always a tendency to think that you won't need others. So what's happening with Abuja at the moment is there are people that believe that once it's a free trade area, then it's a matter of jobs. There will be people that will then be able to come to that area without, because what you normally have is the labor moves with the goods and the services. Mm. So they are trying to protect their industry, their right to jobs, their imports, and their domestic market. But it is possible that in a few years' time, when this thing is gone and the train is on the move, Nigeria would be wanting to join, realizing that they are losing out on a lot of opportunities. Yes, serious investors like Dangote and others who are looking for markets outside in cement and agriculture and other areas. And what Nigeria will have done if it stays, continues to stay out, is deny them an opportunity to have uncertain access without tariffs on this market, without any WTO or any other policy. But then, on the other hand, there will be others that continue to say, we lose your right to come up with policies. I had Nkomo in South Africa talking about policies and things like that. When you are in a free market area like that, it's like the EU, what you do, the policies that you have, your military policy in particular, will need to conform to the needs of the entire market. You might actually move towards maybe monetary union. And this is what COMESA has been doing. This is what we saw ECOWAS trying to do. So there will be people who want to continue to protect their own industry and to have the right to make their own decisions, but they will continue to need everybody else. So the jury is out. We will wait and see whether the decision that President Buhari and the Abuja administration have taken is the correct one or not.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joe Gibbs. Mm-hmm. We now have Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer based in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mavinga, talk gamchira ipa chirongwa.
Ndinotenda chaizvo makadi ama.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu. Ndofunga pamwe unoda kukanda mubvunzo kuna ava Mavinga.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, we see that there is this African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement. So when it comes to human rights issues, you know, some of these African countries are known for violating human rights. You know, so do you think this is a good move or not?
Well, it depends with what kind of protections and guarantees are built into the free trade agreement. So mm-hmm. we'll have to do a better analysis when we have the agreement. But what is clear is that it could potentially be progressive, but what we need to protect also is the free movement of people across borders within Africa, especially to countries like South Africa, where we have had concerns around the treatment of migrants. So if we can have stronger protections around not only the free movement of capital across Africa, but also of individuals, of African citizens, that would really be a big plus.
Regaini kwa kutuzuko raine nechize zuru ipapo. Saka muri kuti here vamavinga, kana kuti regaini ise mvunzo wanawanyaso unzu kwa kuti vamwe mu Afrika, vanu zika nenya zekuchikora kwa zero zewanu. Asi tarisira kuti vanenge vari dzimwe nyika dza isa runyoro kana kusaina pachibvumirano ichochi. Tozoti nyaya yekufamba kwevanhu kwakasununguka kana free movement yabudirira, munoona here nyika idzo dzichizoshanduka tichinzwa kuti inyika dzinotyora kodzero dzevanhu?
Zvinokosha kuti nyika dzesemu Africa dziwirirane panyaya dzese kudyidzana pane zvekutengeserana uyezvo kufamba kwevanhu vakasununguka, nekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vange vachiita matambudziko kunyika dzakaita sana South Africa, kwekuti vamwe vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzakakomberedza dzemu Africa vanenge vachibatwa nekuserekwa ruoko senhapwa vari muSouth Africa. Izvozvo tinokurudzira kuti zvipere, uye nekutiwo tinoona kuti kana zveupfumi zvemuAfrica zvikasimukira kunyika dzose, zvinobatsira kuti vanhu vasanyanya yekutsikirira kana kusimbira kunyika shoma, zvinosimudzira ukodzero dzevanhu. Asi zvizhinji zvinofanira kunge zvakatonyorwa muchibvumirano chachona chiri chekubvidzana muAfrica mese, kuti ngaparemekedzwe kodzero dzevashandi, kodzero dzevanhu. Vanhu varamba vachikurudzirwa, basa harina kupera nekuti pava nechibvumirano. Basa rinoendera mberi rekuramba richikurudzira nyika dzese idzi kuti dzirangarire nekusimudzira kodzero dzevanhu.
Aiwa, maita basa vamavinga ramba yanyu muri parunare. Gibbs, taita muteereri vanonzi vaAntony Mandava, engineer vari muHarare. Makadii vaMandava? Hello, Mukoma Anton.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
May you please go ahead.
I was going to look at a couple of issues.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being Some former speaker mentioned Zimbabwean policy.
Mm-hmm.
My comment on that is that we have suffered as a country because of policies that change overnight. A country that turns you into a criminal overnight. You know, a law is passed, and overnight you become a criminal, and you're arrested. I think what we need is a situation where policy is consistent. You must be able to plan for 20 years from now with a policy that lines up with the progress on the ground. We have lacked as a country in that regard. Our policies change every night. And before you know it, you're a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one, is just to comment on the speaker had mentioned. So if we are able to have some system in place where we have to go through a thorough process before a policy is changed, so that people find security during investment and all that, you know, then unless we have that system in place and custodians of that policy
mm-hmm.
implementation structure, if we don't have that, there's no confidence at all.
Mm. So in a way, you are saying this will not work well in Zimbabwe because of these policy changes and other issues that you mentioned?
I see it being very difficult. You know, we just need to have people who can be trusted.
Mm.
And as long as people are not trusted, it's not going to work.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mkoma Anton Gibbs. Mkoma Anton, varimu Zimbabwe, anza vanotsigirana nemumwe mutaura ambotaura nyaya yekuti dambudziko reZimbabwe ndere kuchinja kwemitemo. Nhasi unogona kuwana pane mumwe mutemo uri kutsigira zvimwe munyaya dzezvoupfumi, mangwana kunenge kwachinjwa kwaiswa mumwe zvimwe zvakadaro. Vari kuti zvinoodza mwoyo nekutyisidzira vanhu vanenge vada kutanga mabhizimusi munyika. Regai tinzwe kune vatinawo pachirongwa.
Ngizwa kutoka Sloba osecingwani lapha kuti ngizwe kuti Slobani kunjani mfowethu. Hello, Baba, how are you?
Hello,
oh, Nyapira, I read you say is going to be
picture.
Cut also by the way, I got to have them to call.
I don't know why.
Oh, Chuti. Into Zavantu, into Zavantu.
Ya besengula lele nje. Manje into before ngisiya lapha. Kanti why ningasikeleli ukuthi mhlambe ebusuku selishayisile. Libisele futhi into bebizikhuluma ebusuku. Abangeke bavume lapha istudio ke.
Ngibona zani siyakwenza nziza kufonela singaqeda.
Hayi, ayirudena lisakwenzi. Nalikwenza laphana beqeda ukukhama umngaba amasotsha la.
Oh yebo, all right.
Siyakuzobuzela ukuthi khona kusicelile kwabakhulu ukuthi ebusuku nje bayivule. Futhi ngoba mina ngilala ngiyivulile la.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyazama khona
ukuthi kade ukukhuluma ngani.
Yes, siyazama khona. Kodwa ke ungathini ke odaba lolu ukuthi Africa sizama ukuthi kube lobudlelwano obuningi kuzama business lapha ku free trade area lokho.
Ngibe angibuye lapha kuqala yazi ukuthi mina bengizathi ngicabanga ukuthi kwabe kufuneka ukuthi sazi ukuthi into le elobudlelwano kumba bayenza ukuthi be free ilesi sindo esingakanani. Uyayibona? So into le mayilesi sindo esizwakalayo ku right. Kodwa ngakuyizinto nje lezi.
Benguzwa angisakuzwa khona manje usakhona? Usakhona mzala, ngazani ifoni yethu imuvile.
Ya ngikhona kanti
yakhube. Hayi skateke off, skateke off. Kubeka baba.
Yeyizwi. Lalela mzala, iyethi mina ilokunjani. ngoba ukuthi isivumelana bese nokuphungulelana indleko ukuthi singabe izinengi kuhle kakhulu asikujabuleleni lokho ngiyafuthi ukuthi izano izoyenza izinto eziright ukuze abantu baseZimbabwe babe right kungafani ne 37 le akade yenziwa ngukhulu kodwa kungachanye ukuthi kuyiwaphi mina ngingakujabulela lokho ngakuthi kukhona
mhm. So ke ukuthi wena nxa kulempahla yakho ofuna ukuyithengisela lese Zambia kumbe Mozambique kumbe kwindawo ongayifisa. So bafuna ukuthi uzihambele ufike nje uthengise uphenduke ekhaya kule mali yakho ungadlule ebhodi ubhadala. Kambe kwabe kumnandi kangakanani khonokho?
No, kumnandi Dube lokho, kumnandi kakhulu futhi yikho ngithi mina kabe kusize abantu abaningi futhi lakho lokho kutshayana nale nto eza nefobia ukuthi abantu bayalwa ukuthi lo muntu ubuya kuleli lizwe ibekubuyayo kabe sekulula ukuthi umuntu avuke ekuseni athathe impahla zakhe ayezithengisa eZambia ngisenduke ntambama uyabona angisahlali khona sengihlala ekhaya kodwa ngithravela kulula de lokho kuhle. Kodwa into eyizisa ubuhlungu ukuthi leyo mpahla eyabi lokhu ichajwa ijuti iyabi yimpahla enjani akusiye nempilo kakhulu ezweni la.
Hhayi basazama ukucubungula khonokho baza kutsho ukuthi kuya kwimpahla enjani.
Okay. Okokugcina ngicela ukubuza yazi mina ngikhulumi kakhulu mina ngikhuluma amapoyinti iNigeria Dube ngakho umbone njengoba lulapho nalelo wena why yena ingafuni ukudlelana namazwe aseAfrika nami iseAfrika
bathi bayesabela izisebenzi zabo ukuthi bangakwenza khonokhu kungahluphi ezisebenzini lapha so basakucubungula basakubona bangaqeda ukuthi bakucubungule sebeyakutsho ukuthi phambilini kume njani.
Okay, asijabule Dube, asikulinde lapho sibone ukuthi ekhaya kuzosizelana mhlawumbe kungasisiza bafowethu uhlele sesiphila ngcono ngithengisa amazamba lami ke nezambia ngiyewoda ngihamba kahle ngibuye la masaka amaningi angangichaji abantu baphile.
Hhayi kuhle kakhulu sibongile kakhulu baba Mpofunga
Thunosa. Okay, mzala ngicela ungicelele lolu hlelo mfuna ukukuzwa emsuku ngo-10 mayiredi yami iqamukile.
Hayi nokulungile hayi sizabacelela sizakhuluma ngabo sizakhuluma labo.
Okay.
Yes, so that is Mr. Isaac Mpofu. You are saying generally this is a good move. He likes it because he says if he has got a bag of groundnuts he can go to Zambia, sell them, go back home.
Yes.
Or go to Botswana, whatever, sell whatever he has. And there's money
in
his pocket.
Go to Malawi.
Yeah, then go back home.
Before you go back home,
yeah.
Go through Mozambique,
yeah.
Buy fish. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Maybe can ask Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe, there are already three blocks, I think, in Africa. We have the COMESA, which is the common market for East and Southern Africa. Then we have the Eastern African Community and the Southern African Development Community, which is SADC. All these three, I think they were doing the same thing, just like this African Continental Free Trade Area. What's the difference or what's the importance of this new signing? Mr. Zhou?
Sorry, my apologies.
Yeah.
Didn't realize you were talking to me.
Oh,
so
okay, sorry.
Just come again there, Joe.
Okay, I was saying that already there are three regional groups on the continent that are also into trade. We have the common market for East and Southern Africa, that is COMESA, then the East African Community and the Southern African Development Community, which is SADC. And now we have this African Continental Free Trade Area.
Right. So what happens is the history behind the formation of these regional groups is different. Their mandate is different. They range from politics, economics, social, and that's why they get involved whenever they are. Their political problem. So ECOWAS was in the Gambia when Yaya Jammeh needed to be moved when Adama Barrow was coming in. The SADC, the organ for security and politics, get involved. We saw the kind of teeth to their their availability when there were challenges in Zimbabwe in November. Mm-hmm. So the terms of reference for these regional groups are different from what we are talking about. What we are talking about here at the moment is simply economics. It's about trade. It's about the conditions. So the experts that you need and what you have are experts that are involved in the negotiations that are all about business and nothing about politics. So you don't expect that when there's a free trade area and there are elections that are disputed in one country or another, then the secretariat of that free trade area will then come and get involved. So these are totally different. It's like comparing an apple to a guava. Mm-hmm. They are both fruits, yes, but they are different, and people will prefer different things. But of course, there are people that talk about China and others, other areas where they say the model, the economic model, drives the politics. In other words, even those countries that don't have democracy, their economy is doing very well. We see that in Saudi Arabia and other countries like that, Kuwait, where the citizens have more money than most people in the world. Mm-hmm. Their politics doesn't quite change. So I don't know how people will be looking at it, but if you're talking about Zimbabwe getting involved, then Zimbabwe is getting involved because it's trying to make sure that it is not excluded. When there are sanctions on Zimbabwe, then how do you sanction a country that is in a free trade area with 54 others or 40 others? So it becomes more difficult to be isolated in terms of the economics if you are part of a bigger group like this.
Mm. Thank you so much. Because Mubvunzo keeps one number of Mubvunzo and Mwemuno. Zvikanzipane mibatanidzwa iyo mitatu iyi. Tinoona ichitaura kuti nyaya dzekutengeserana achiti pane vakatomboronga these three blocks hanzi vakamboda kuita mubatanidzwa kuti nyika dzinge dzichitengeserana. Saka vakutaura pako ya mumwe. Tata akungwa ndo nyaya dzemitemo inenge ichingochinja dzataichitaura mapolicy change. Kuti abate Zimbabwe chete.
Kuzvaro kuti simbareke lapha ke kutinyozwa ngabantu ku Facebook. Silo muntu njengo Rose Ngwenya uti ngibukele Dube. Thank you so much Rose Ngwenya lokhu lati kususele kusene. Busani mbuso ntini right hashtag military rule must fall. Africa is not open for coup d'etats. So I think he's reacting to the Afro Barometer survey. Yeah. Then Love It Dewa writes, I'm watching you guys from four ways in South Africa. Auntie Leta Chabangu says, I'm watching you from the diaspora. Where are you, Auntie Leta Chabangu? Mm-hmm. The diaspora is white. Then Busani Mbuso Ntini writes again, multiple currencies will make such a free trade deal hard to achieve, if not impossible.
Mm.
Then Owen Gombami, I promised Owen that I'll call him one of these days. Then we chat about his programs. He's here in USA and is doing very well. So he writes, this is the best step for Africa. There are so many talents and ideas in communities, so we need to start from small issues and focus later on big businesses. So that's how it goes. So he says, money is in abundance in Africa. Africans need money from developed nations to venture into carpentry and fishing? I guess not. Mm-hmm. So that is his comment there. Seeming and Kosi, Mr. Mpofu, he says, I'm watching you guys from Botswana, that is GAPS. Then Desmond Mambigwe says, we don't want any military rule. Mm-hmm. So people don't like it at all. Mkakeni Dube says, I'm watching you guys from Wynberg, South Africa. Oh, it's Wynberg, eh?
Mm-hmm. South Africa.
Yeah, this one, back. Yeah.
Big, plastic bag.
I call that. So, what do you have? Do you have any person?
Ndinavo, but mapepa angu anengati batane regaende akadziriste. Asi, tichigadzira mapepa angu regaende mbozwa kuna vama vinga kuti. Vama vinga, Zimbabwe ina mari yayo. Tinoona dzimwe nyika dzese dzine mari dzadzo yatingati currency. Munoona Zimbabwe ine matambudziko ainga tarisana nawo here pachibvumirano icho chine kuda kwekuti haina mari yayo?
wongu zvino konzera dambudziko kunyika yeZimbabwe uyezve chatinofanira kurangarira ndechekuti nyika zhinji ngadzirege kufunga kuti dzikangoita zvimutevere panyaya yechibvumirano ichi chekutengeserana zvinoreva kuti dzichawana chouviri kunyange dzisina kugadzirira. Chinokosha ndechekuti nyika nenyika inge yakagadzirira kupinda mune zvekutengeserana. Zvino kana iri seZimbabwe ngationei kuti ndezvipi zvingagadzirwe upfumi hungaumbwe muZimbabwe ndezvipi zvatingagadzira isusu kuti tigotengesera vamwe. Tinenge tiine chii? Haikuendwi nevakabata maoko kuchibvumirano chekutengeserana ichi cheAfrica yose. Saka vanhu vangangopembera zvavo, asi kana tisina chatinogadzira muZimbabwe ngatidzokerei panguva iya yekuti tinoti kuabulawayo kuri kugadzirwa machira, kukadomba kuri kugadzirwa micheka nemachira, kwamutare kune miti nezvimwe. Zvoo zvatingazoti izvi tinazvo, asi tiri kushaya wekutengesera. Tatenda kuti tapuwa mukana uyu. Iko zvino tingangopembera here kuti tawana nzvimbo yekutengesera, asi kana tisina chatiinacho, ko zvinogobatsirei?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. I asked Mr. Mavinga that Zimbabwe does not have its own currency. Is there any problem with that? He says he thinks that Zimbabwe should have its own currency and also something to sell, because now it's not manufacturing much. So if it reverts back to the old Zimbabwe, where in Kadoma you expect cotton to produce clothing material, the same in Bulawayo, and in Manicaland there's timber, then you know that you have something to sell and you expect to bring in money to buy from outside.
Yeah, what is the name of the show? Is that correct? Is that correct? Is that correct? Baba, yeah, show.
Yeah,
yayo katesi ila ma bond notes. So uyahamba uye balelana labanye abantu izivumelwano ezinje kula ma bond notes ilizwe lingani limimatasataza kuyasebenza yini kube leZimbabwe kumele libe le currency yayo? Ngicela ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele bese sikhuluma kancane kafike ngamafutshane lakasikhiwa nje ukwenze kube yisamari.
Ye, okwenzakalayo ukuthi ukuthengiselana kweZimbabwe lamanye amazwe bekuvele kuyinto okumele yenze ngama-US dollars, ngama-euro. So lingaze libe laweni amadola kumbe le mali neqondane lani kuyamele itshintshwe ibe antsho lihlala likhuluma nge-forex. So nxa lisithi lina alila lehluleka nxa lidinga izinto elingazithenga phandle kuyabe sitsho ukuthi alilawo lawa ma-forex. So ama-US dollars yiwo asetshenziswayo ngamazwe amaningi. So iZimbabwe nxa ingena lapho izabatshela ukuthi hhayi thina besibele sesisebenzisa ama-US dollars ona lawo. So lakho kuyabe kuyinto ezabanceda. Ibhondi vela kula muntu ongakhuluma ngebhondi nokuyinto okuthi sesike sazama lapho ukubuza abakwaziyo ngeziphitha mfundo ze-economics kuthi kanti yintoni le kuyini khonokho okuthiwa yi-bond paper. Akula akekho umuntu olempendulo. Ngaze uhambe uqansi uye phezulu kuku-IMF World Bank, akekho ozisisayo ukuthi into naleyo ethiwa yi-bond note into enjani. So but abeZimbabwe babevele bekwenzela lokho kade kukhulunywa ngomongameli okhona ukuthi imali yayithathwa, ama-US dollars ayithathwa from eZimbabwe abantu bephuma lawo phandle. So ilizwe lisale lingasela mali. So bafaka ama-bond note lawa ukuthi lingabi isawathatha, ngoba ungaziwathatha uye lawo e-Washington DC ukuchasisa ngayiphi indlela. So okuhluphayo lapha ukuthi iZimbabwe kuyamele ibe lezidola at some point. Kodwa laba bakhona kulokwesaba okuthize, ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi ngo-2008-2009 abantu lokhu bengakayikhohlwa into leyana eyenzakalayo. So yinto le esithi it's a political will rather than an economic will. Ama-fundamentals are already in place for that to happen. You just have to Zimbabwe ilama-diamonds, ile-gold, la yonke into. So that program can be worked on. But akula political will ngoba akekho umuntu okhona ukuthi nolesibindi.
So briefly, yes. So briefly, what you're saying in English is that Zimbabwe needs to have its own currency, or it may say it is using the US dollar.
Zimbabwe needs its own currency. There's no country that can function, because at the moment what you have is, as soon as it dollarized, the Reserve Bank is a pit, is a waste of place. There's no monetary policy you can do. So questions might be asked, which, what is the Reserve Bank there for? What is it actually doing without the ability to have any monetary policy value within the Ministry of Finance? So you cannot survive. You are also vulnerable to sanctions, and which is why the country was easily being blagged in terms of money. Liquidity becomes an issue. So you are playing catch up, but catch up where you cannot control. The government can't firefight all the time.
Mm.
Plus, the other thing, the other biggest problem that you have in Zimbabwe is whoever set up the government in 2009. The US dollar is overvalued in Zimbabwe. Mm. So if you were getting a tourist going to Zimbabwe, fuel is cheaper to actually drive to Botswana or Namibia or even Angola and fill up your tank and go back from Victoria Falls and travel to Harare than to actually buy fuel there, because the US dollar is overvalued. So it is not sustainable for Zimbabwe to continue having a US dollar. But when it comes to trade with other countries, it is the denominated currency that is used anyway. So most of the accounts that you need, if you need to import anything into the country, will have to be using the dollar denomination. And sometimes when you go and issue bonds, for instance, Euro bond or elsewhere, and you're trying to mobilize resources, you also use US dollars. So there are advantages and disadvantages. One of the biggest disadvantages is that it is overvalued in the country, and people cannot afford a lot of things. A loaf of bread in Zimbabwe is twice or maybe three or four, five times as much as it should have been if you were using Zim dollars.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We don't have any caller. Eh?
No, we don't have a caller. So,
okay.
Yes.
So I can go to Mr. Mavinga.
Yeah.
Mr. Mavinga, this agreement commits governments to removing tariffs on about 90% of goods and phasing the rest in the future. And these countries like Zimbabwe, they benefit a lot, I think, from these taxes or tariffs. Do you see this as a welcome move to countries that do not have much to export but import much?
Well, certainly, yes, it is a welcome move, and one that could potentially boost intra-Africa regional trade. But again, we need to go back to the idea that, you know, for any country, or for example, Zimbabwe, to be able to take full advantage of an agreement such as this one, they must be prepared and strong in terms of their own manufacturing base, in terms of their own ability to competitively participate in this marketplace. You will recall that, in fact, there are many other trade agreements that are in existence. With Europe, there is the Cotonou Agreement, where, in fact, a number of countries have been failing to fully take advantage of the quotas in terms of lack of tariffs that they have been assigned to them. So you may have, you know, all the incentives, but if you are not strong in terms of being positioned to take full advantage of those provisions, it may come to naught. This is what we need to understand, that this is not a magic wand. This is a good framework for Africa, for African countries, but it is also dependent on the relative strength of each country in terms of being in a position to take full advantage of the facility.
Mm. Thank you so much. Maybe regarding kuti nechizezuru kamungoti muchidemu mvunzo mwe chete kuti dzimwe nyika dzakaita seZimbabwe dzinowana mari yadzo kubva kumitero inobhadhariswa mukuburiswa kwezvinhu kana kupinzwa zvinhu munyika. Asi tinoona kuti nyika shoma dzinenge dzakana kuti muZimbabwe zvinhu zvishoma zvinogadzirwa zvoenda kunze kwenyika zvakawanda zvinopinda munyika. Tinoona kuti mutemo uyu unokurudzira kuti pange pachibviswa mitero iyoyo kana matarifu. Munoona Zimbabwe ine chainozowana here cheuviri?
Pane dambudziko Zimbabwe inogona kushaya zvachose cheuviri panyaya iyi nekuti chitendero chakaita seizvi chezvekutengeserana kuri pachena kwakadai kwemuAfrica chinobatsira nyika dzakamira nechekare dzakagadzirira dzine zvadzinazvo mukati madzo zvadzinokwanisa kuti isu tine izvi zvekutengesa kuti tikwanise kupinda muchibvumirano ichi zvakanaka. Zvino kana Zimbabwe itsina rinenge rava dambudziko. Ngationei kuti hachisi cho chibvumirano chekutanga chiripo ichi cheAfrica chenyika dzemuAfrica. Kune zvimwe zvakawanda zvimwe nena EU sana Cotonou Agreement zvokuti dzimwe nguva mikana inenge yakanaka irimo Zimbabwe yaitadza kuizadzisa nekuti inenge isina zvekutengesa zvacho. Potizve kana mitero ichinge yabiswa zvoreva kuti nyika inobva yatogwadama zvachose. Saka zvinokosha kuti nyika yeZimbabwe itsvage igadzirise pakuti ndezvipi zvatiinazvo zvatingabudise uku tisangofunga chete kuti ndezvipi zviri kupinda nekuti kana michero pasisina nyika inenge yagwadama. Panoita matambudziko onai pane dzimwe nyika dzakaita seNigeria dzatimbomira tichange taongorora zvakanaka tichitaura nevamabhizimisi ekunyika yedu nekuti vanenge vasingakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti zvinozofamba sei pamberi apo. Saka ngationei kuti panogona kuita dambudziko nyika ikagwadama kana isisina zvachose nzira yekuwana nayo mari pakutengeserana.
Aiwa maita basa vamavhinga. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We also see Wilson that Ugandan president Yoweri Museveni and his Burundi counterpart Pierre Nkurunziza they skipped the gathering in in Rwanda. So
but last minute, yes. The Ugandan foreign affairs minister or foreign minister or finance minister, somebody signed on behalf of the government.
But the president.
Oh yeah, he was busy.
So now, before I go to Mr. Joe, so Mr. Mavinga, if you look at countries like Nigeria, countries like Uganda and Burundi, human rights issues are always up front there. So if some of these presidents are skipping this kind of agreement at the moment, but I'm told by Chonga that the Ugandan government actually signed. So, but human rights issues are really critical here. So how best can they address that in terms of, when you just oppose with the free trade agreement?
I think what's very important to do is to integrate human rights values and principles in all agreements. It would be a mistake to separate and put in compartments or in silos human rights issues and trade issues. What we're saying is that these trade agreements should incorporate human rights values. So the protocol on the free movement of people should be reflective of the human rights principles that we're talking about so that we do not have economic development without human rights. We do not have economic development without respect for the rights of workers. All these things should come together as a package because human rights are interdependent, are indivisible, and should all go together. This is what must be emphasized so that when we promote free trade, we are in the same breath promoting human rights respect. And also at the end of the day, it means that we will not have an even development where a few countries carry the burden of the opening up of the spaces. If you look at the EU, one of the reasons given by the UK of pulling out of the EU regional trade agreement framework has been that it was now receiving a disproportionately large portion of the free movement of people to the UK and was therefore unable to deal with that kind of pressure, especially of refugees and workers from Eastern Europe. So we need to have a balanced approach. that mm-hmm. is holistic in its respect for human rights.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gibbs. I have a caller who has been holding. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Tina vachaura variparu nhare. Makadi vachaura. Hello.
Hello.
Eh, ndichiora kana chaora?
Chiora.
Oh, wachiora. Makadi.
Eh. Tipo makadi bona.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, tine urombo nekunonoka kupinza yapachirongwa asi chinonakidza ndechekuti mapinda kutinzwe pfungwa dzenyu. Taura izvoni.
Ah, ndine urombo. Anotandana so zviri zvifamba sei. Ndakangobata namba idzi dzenyu pa nechofa ndakagara na radio. Saka pamazopedza chirongwa ndabanda kubata
namba. Aiwa tati chikurukura kana tiri kurukura pamusoro pechibvumirano chanyoreranwa pasi nhasi muRwanda kuKigali muguta guru re Rwanda chinonzi African Continental Free Trade Area chekubvumidza kutengeserana kwakasununguka kwenyika dzemuAfrica. Saka vatungamiri venyika dzingasvika makumi mana kana kudarika vanyorana bvumirano ichocho pamwe chete nemakurukota anga akamirira dzimwe nyika. Zimbabwe yakamirwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaima siri munangagwa mumwe vanhu vasaina achibvumirano ichocho chekutengeserana kwakasununguka. Pamberi apo panotarisirwa kuti ichibvumirano ichocho chichabatsira kuti vana vemuAfrica vange vachingokwanisa kupinda munyika dzemuAfrica zvisina matambudziko. Uye panozotarisirwa kunzi nerimwe gore pachazoitwawo inonzi single currency kana kuti mari imwe chete inenge ichishandiswa muAfrica. Saka ndonyaya tiri kukurukura iyoyo.
Alright, I know. Pagana kama kama mukoma wangu. Totara tese mimi mangwana.
Maita basa, vachora. Thank you so much.
Zokana kama.
Okay.
Yes. Zvose siya kubaba Joe. Baba Joe, loku sikona ntkome. Mr. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, ngikona.
Yeah, so in terms of what Mr. Mavinga was saying is, you know, whenever you have got this kind of issue to do with business and there's violence and all those kind of things, there is business flight, obviously. So how best can that be integrated in terms of, you know, having some violent nations and some that are reasonably, you know, violent? Let me put it that way. So how do you handle that?
I've no idea if I know Mavinga works in human rights.
Yes, it
but
does.
From where I am, I have no evidence that violence, especially within nations, results in business flight. What we tend to see is if you go to countries like DRC, if you go to countries like China, if you go to a lot of countries where human rights are not top of the agenda, but economics and, you know, whatever business people can get out of those countries,
mm-hmm.
business people tend to go there. So you find a lot of people that are going to DRC, they make money, because that environment is not well regulated. The country, I mean, Kinshasa doesn't have the ability to monitor all the resources coming out of that country.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at China, they have just gone back in terms of democracy. They have made Xi Jinping a life president, but businesses are going towards China. So I think the jury is out on this issue about human rights and business.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that every time there is an issue about democratization processes and economics is put into the mix, you have disaster. Zimbabwe is an example. So this is why I was saying that I believe that the motivation that President Mnangagwa and his administration have of rushing into this thing, because there was no consultation that we are aware of,
mm-hmm.
that was actually done within the country, whether with business or within government. We just heard that President Mnangagwa was going to sign this deal. But it would be that if you, as Zimbabwe is part of a trade area agreement as big as this, it would be difficult to isolate them the way this happened in 2002.
Yes, Mr. Joe, thank you so much, Mr. Joe. I think time is no longer on our side. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We take our guest this evening, human rights lawyer, Mr. Tewa Mavinga, and economic commentator, Mr. Thompson Joe. Thanks also to listeners, to viewers who joined us today on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope to join you again next time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
Neni, Jonga Kademiri, Chitai, Wazirongwa, Studio 7, Zakawanda, Rambayi, Ines, Pamepo, Mara, Zakanaka.